The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wayfarm's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wayfarm.org/listen. My name's Olivia, and this is my Radio Ravioli.
Don't beat your wife every night. Chew Wrigley's. Don't beat your wife. Don't beat your wife. Don't beat your wife every night. Chew Wrigley's.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies? The name of the game is light work. Sparkle and gleam, light up the skies. The name of the game is light.
so they dazzle and shine. His heart does flips. The name of the game is Lightworks. How do you blush so shyly and make it linger yet boldly polish your ring finger? The name of the game is Lightworks. Lightworks is the game girls play when they want someone to say the name of the game is you, baby.
Buffett asked me this. Maybe it's time.
Don't beat your wife. Someday, science tells us, we'll be able to clean our walls and electrons.
Life is a part of my life.
Don't beat your wife every night.
Life is a part of my life.
That's a good
Why didn't you relax, dude? Why didn't you relax, dude?
Jamaica, Yes, Buster, that's
No.
Really?
Yes.
No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No. No.
Really?
Yes.
No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No.
No.
Really?
Yes. No.
Right.
No.
Really?
Yes.
No.
No.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Extreme.
I'll say that again. Okay. I'll say that again.
Okay. We'll be right back. you doing, babe?
I'm okay. I'm just still in bed. Bad dreams.
Your dreams are always bad.
I know. It's nothing new.
Listening to some gurgling things. I'm Olivia, and I was feeling really tired today. Just this week in general, I've been grumpy. I had a long weekend, and then a lot of working, and a lot of fun too. But it's just like a lot. So I've been exhausted and annoyed this whole week, but today's a better day, and I had 2 cups of coffee, and it got even better. Still drinking some cold coffee. It was warm.
Maybe the color wheel was on.
For a little bit. If I can get my technologies together, I think we're gonna play some movies, or at least try to, if I don't get distracted. I've never seen the movies before, so they might not be good, and we might turn them off. Also, if my computer stays on,
I felt something.
The other day I had to get a charger at the Apple Store.
It was a spiritual presence was there.
Just another, as I said, I had an annoying week. I was just, I went in a puff to the Apple Store, just like, yeah.
Perhaps it's because so many people in Europe were.
It's annoying getting around in New York City sometimes. That's where I live. Okay. We're gonna play some movies, I guess. They're not real movies. I'm leading them up to be quite something. Okay.
Buddy Rich type dance bands in England before the war. So he was a drummer, so I grew up with drums around. And actually remember playing on drum kits, being lifted on the stool and playing the rest of the drum kit, not the bass drum, when I was 3 years old. So my actual instrument of choice and the one I'm most skilled in is actually the drum kit. And I used to practice drum kit 4 or 5 hours a day, all through the 60s. Wherever I lived, I'd have a room with a drum kit in it, and I would just play the drums constantly. One-handed rolls and all that stuff. Yeah, I used to go and see them live and figure out how they did the trick. So I was always around the idea that music could be played by me, and it was very rhythmic aside. And also I was in the school choir. So I grew up in an English private school, public school, learning many playing chant, Latin, reading all these vocals. So I learned all those medieval and choral songs, and I could read music. And I actually sang in cathedrals, like wearing those white robes. Well, the same school had this idea that when you were 14, art didn't exist as a real subject anymore. There was no art class at the age of 14. But I was fortunate. I was a stubborn, awkward, cantankerous and precocious little sod, and I insisted that that didn't mean art didn't exist just because it wasn't in their curriculum. So to shut me up, they gave me a key to the art department, basically. And I had free reign in my own time. Instead of having a lunch break or after school, I could go and go to the art department. And the two teachers were really nice, and they would show me how to do silk screen, show me all these things that they didn't teach the younger people. They would show me all the stuff that they were excited by when they were still at college. So I had basically two private tutors who were really just so glad to have one person really interested. And they wouldn't just talk to me about art, they'd tell me, you know, you should read Ginsberg, they bring one in, you know. And the younger one would smoke pot and hash, and was sort of encouraging me to check out all the things. So I was lucky, through a mixture of my own stubbornness and a perverse liberalism in this really straight school. You know, they believed that they should always bring out the best to be it, you know, they should still make him the best he could be. For the sake of Britain and the status quo, you know. So they kind of... It was a very peculiar and conflicting situation. But the books were where I got a lot of the art ideas. I mean, I worked in the school library and I found books that mentioned Dada and surrealism. And oh, that sounds more interesting. So I would just order books and read them, and I just lapped up Dada and surrealism, especially Dada. Because it was philosophy, and it was sociology, and it was action on the street, and it was challenge, and it was mischievous, and it was reckless. People died, you know. Well, that was pretty good. And they took drugs, and they did performances, and everything was fair game to become part of art, and everything that art was fair game to become part of life. I never lost it. That's it, I still agree. Well, I read about Andy Warhol in the newspapers, and I still to this day have an old scrapbook with any press cuttings I could find of Andy Warhol in the factory, where everyone else was putting me in a pop star, but I was gluing the Andy Warhol, and staring at the pictures of the underground pop star. That looks cool too, you know, I was voracious, but I was very specific things excited me. Most of them were coming from outside what I was being actually fed. But I could just feel a resonance straight away. That makes sense. Why that should be when I was living in a suburb, I don't know, but I just knew it made sense. Same with Burroughs, and when I read Burroughs and Geising, to say, okay, this makes complete sense. And I modelled my aspirations and my direction on the feeling that that view of life was correct and the other ones I was being given were incorrect. And then I read underground magazines. Oz magazine was coming out, International Times. I found a shop that had one copy every time it was issued, and I would buy it immediately, read all of that and hope. Then I'd start to hitchhike to London to go to the Arts Laboratory, and I'd hitchhike to London to see experimental theatre plays. I saw The Exploding Galaxy, I went to Middle Earth and the UFO Club, I saw Sid Barrett play, you know. And I guess I was just a very active seeker after anything that was stimulating. Oh, well, at school, it was sort of a mixture of desire and default. The school would say, oh, you do art, don't you? You're into all the art stuff, so will you design all the posters for all the events in the school? And I said, sure. So I started doing hand-painted posters for boring events. And then I did the first ever magazine cover for the school that wasn't just the school badge. With a strange Greek god with big tits. And then they let it through. I got away with it. You know, 400 changed the design. design of all the school graphics. And then I started my own magazine. And get people to write things about what they could find about the school. And then I started doing events in the school that were the nearest I could get to an acid test. Just pushed me. I was already at drugs, yeah, in school. Looked in the school and just thought I was dabbling. I managed to do this triple bluff where I dabbled with the degree I could get away with, and then they disappeared and I was dabbling. So they didn't know that there were actually some real drugs going around. Nobody knew much of me in the middle suburbs. The ones who were dressed differently, that kind of was still true. They had on velvet gowns and hair. They were probably your friends. And they probably got beaten up too. And the other 3,500 people there still basically wore suits together. And screamed at each other. So it was easy to find the rest. They stayed there. And then from that point, they rented them to the warehouse. I started to experiment with little actions of my heart. So there might be more imaginative ways to do it. And you didn't explain why. You just why the hell is it and Preservation Society. And we loved him. And the whole point was that we loved him. And so when we went to demonstrate, we would demonstrate with big banners saying, we love Brynmawr Jones, he's better than a mother and a father. We would like to live in his house. We would kiss his feet. We love him. He is the best man in the whole world. And all these politicians were coming to try and... And then they sent the police in to drag us all away in front of the members of parliament. And they were saying, no, stop, these people are being really positive. They're being really supportive. Why are you beating them up? You know? And it actually created a lot more problems for the authorities doing things that way around. So I started just playing with a reversal of expectation. And we got press interest. Yeah, of course. Very interesting to see how it felt. You knew what they'd take about it. So, yeah, I learned a lot. We decided to have everyone try and be present with the students. You know, so the European Parliament So we'd actually found out how to subvert European democracy by this art joke. It was a big parliamentary investigation, and I was interrogated by all these intellectual experts on the screwed up. We did end up with the office empty, and the seat of the office was in the president's very hard for that. trying to have a good time today. I blur my eyes a bit. And I guess it's a good idea. All of a sudden, I had an asthma in the head, and I was smelling it so that I could come to the mess. And I was going to go to the gym. And it was very good. I was going to go to the gym. But I was already a member of the Exploding Heads, and that's where I was on the web. While I was in university, I was actually in the guard on the Exploding Heads. So they gave us about spent 6 months with what was the Exploding Galaxy and was renamed Transmedia Exploration. I still use that one. Very improvised, surreal happenings, I guess. But it was very rigorous. It was like a boot camp deprogram. You could not sleep in the same place 2 days running. There were no beds. The walls were knocked out so that if you were in the toilet, you were in the same room as everyone who was eating. If you were having a bath, you were in the same room as everybody who was trying to have sex.
Every possible habit was broken.
You couldn't eat the same thing you ate before. You couldn't have your hair the same the next day. All the clothes were in one box made of female, and you just took whatever came out and wore it. You know, so you had to invent a character every day based on what you got from the bar. Yeah. And it was really 24 hours a day. Absolutely. And I blessed the day I went. It was so... You know, you had, everyone had the equal right. Why did you ask that?
Life is a part of my life.
We've read English before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Why
are you reading it?
Why does it have to be a book? Why does it have to be that shape? Why does it have to be paper? Why does it have to be the same
Night life is a part of my life.
But rather, simply being together in the same place and the same time.